Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson IV. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 more episodes for this year. Who knows about next year? I don't know, but I did say that this would be my last year. But y'all, stay tuned for the 6 shows or 5 shows. I'm not good at math. I got a GED. So I can count zeros, you know, but I got a good show today. I got an awesome show today here at Giant 98.9-244-9234. That get in when you can fit in. You can call in because I do have guests in the studios. I got an awesome topic today with a Ben Davis graduate also doing some awesome things in the community. Before I get to my stuff and things about my guests, stuff and things about my students. Good morning, Big Raj.
Morning.
How you doing? You sound like you got court low, man. What's up?
What?
You sound like you're court low. You know what court low mean?
No.
I'm dragging today. I didn't get no sleep last night. I was up late doing my homework. I was late doing chores.
No, I got a pretty good amount of sleep last night.
That's good. Right. Any plans for the weekend?
Work.
You gonna come cut my grass?
No.
To cut my trash?
No.
Paint my house?
No.
No. I didn't think so.
You know what? Maybe I might do that. I might come over, paint it bright pink.
Oh, what if I have a picnic? You cut.
I think I'm just gonna come over next year around April 1st.
Okay. You know, all right.
Paint it pink.
That's a good one.
paint it all nice and pink.
That messed me up. That would really mess me up. You know, I got high blood pressure. You mess up my brain cells too.
What?
Never mind. That went over. So anyway, before we get to all right, let's cool. Woo. And let's get to some stuff and things that we're doing. So what's the thing that you're doing, not painting my house, not cutting my grass, but my students are busy on a thing we call the big board.
Well, prom is May prom. 10th at the Old National Center in Indianapolis.
I didn't go to prom. I went with my father.
I didn't go last prom? Year.
Yeah, I went to prom.
You went to prom?
Yeah.
My guess was not. Ashley, you go to prom?
I did.
Ashley went. Okay, all right. Are you going to prom?
I didn't last year. I might not this year.
Wear those glasses if you go.
Yeah.
You got the ones.
Man.
Well, it's either going to be these ones or a different pair I have.
Yeah, we're going to get a picture of these glasses that Rob been putting on social media. We're going to put it on my.
They don't really go with the shirt too well, though.
Man, those glasses just sharp. They go with anything you put on. I don't care what it is. Those glasses just sharp. But anyway, we're going to get back to those glasses. I might just, never mind. I'm not going to take your glasses. But anyway, prom, go ahead. Talk me more.
Yeah, that's May 10th, once again, at the Old National Center in Indianapolis. And then WBDG 58 Marathon. It's before that on May 3rd and 4th.
I'll be involved in that, some form of fashion.
I will, too.
I might even break the radio.
I might do that. It's not a problem.
I won't do that. No, do both.
Well, no, my prom's also on the 4th.
It is? Wow. Man, you're a busy man.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, you can go.
And then next broadcast is for baseball, but we don't have that up there yet.
Oh, it's coming. Baseball season's here. Basketball season's over. Football season hasn't started. Well, it's time to go. Oh, I got the wrong song. Take me out to the sing it, Ross. Come on, help me out.
Don't leave me
hanging. Come on, man. You're a student. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I just know those first three words.
What's it? Hot dog?
Those are two words. One word if you're picky.
What's that thing we call? We call you're done yet. I'm sorry.
Socials.
You know I'm old. So
I gotta talk about the socials.
I'm real old.
Okay, that explains why you forgot about the socials.
Yeah, go for it.
Anyway, we have it's at WBDG Indy for all of our socials except for TikTok. That is at Giant90.9. Go ahead and follow those. We could use the follows. And then we have a request line, 317-244-9234. That is 317-244-WBDG. And then all of our podcasts go to Audio Boom. The show goes to Audio Boom.
Okay, all right.
Did you know that, Emerson?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that.
Speaking of the show, mm-hmm. It's on 7:30 every Friday at 7:30 a.m. Not p.m. You know,
I'm not.
There's no students here at 7:30 p.m.
Right.
That's right. Everybody getting the edges done. Huh?
That'd be really weird if there were students in here at 7:30 a.m.
No, I can see that happening, though. This school's busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then School Talk, it also replays Sundays at 2 p.m.
And that thing, we call that thing the... The Big Board. All right, folks, we're going to go live. We're live right now on Facebook. I'm on my social media mogul thing. And you can see my guest behind me with his awesome queen. Hi, Ashley. And so I got my producer, Big Rob, over there. We're going to do some stuff and things this morning on Giant 90.9. I got an awesome guest. I got a Ben Davis graduate. I got a basketball player. I got a community member. I got a president. Yes, he's a president, y'all. He got an organization going there in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to tell you more about that. He's got his own things going on also in the community. He's just a busy, busy man. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Put your magic button for Ben Davis' own, Indianapolis' own, Tedrick Hardy. Whoa! President! We'll tell you more about that stuff, too. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, welcome to School Talk. I'm going back offline, and we're going to check us on Giant 90.9, y'all, and online, too. When you go online there, just go into the Ben Davis High School website. Here's those glasses. See those glasses? There's those glasses I talked about. Those glasses are just cool. Man,
the coolest glasses over there.
They just cool, boy. So go on to Ben Davis High School website and click find the hot button for WBDG. You can't miss it. Yeah, live on the radio. Tedrick Hardy, man, you Ben Davis. What year did you graduate?
2007.
Yeah. And I like I told my audience, you played big basketball when you were here.
I did.
And you're still tall.
I was lucky enough to go. I was playing with Coach White for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then I got the first year of Coach Wright.
Okay.
At the time of 2007.
All right. Yeah, and then after high school, what'd you do? A lot of stuff.
After high school, I continued to play ball. I went to Danbury Community College for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I transferred to Lee University. That's down in Tennessee. Then after that, went to play a little basketball in London. Mm-hmm. Then went to Mexico, man.
Wow.
And that's when I grew my entrepreneur. Yeah. Feel here in Indianapolis, start figuring out what I wanted to do and start focusing on, and the community stuff came a couple years later. But
I'm gonna jump into all that, but I want to know something. I'm gonna take you way back.
Yes,
Mexico. Sir. How you end up in Mexico playing basketball?
I had good defense and a good jump shot. So I was good enough to continue to play, but I don't think I had the resume to go to the NBA.
Yeah, okay.
So was one of those lucky players that got to play abroad and got to see the world a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a blessing. I've seen some pictures, and you have, armed guard, bodyguards.
No,
you was that bad.
it made me appreciate, I guess what some people would call the hoods here.
Yeah.
But it made me appreciate my community more, just seeing the way they moved in those different countries and had to protect themselves and things like that. What we thought was worse is not.
Right.
It's not really that bad. So,
right. Yeah. I'm going to cut this segment up, dog, just a couple of seconds. I want to talk about the Beaumont Beach Project, and I want to talk about the Ted Hardy Project, because you grown, man. Full disclaimer, y'all, he's my nephew.
Yeah.
Full disclaimer. I watched this man grow from a two-foot young man on next to a fence where the fence is about four feet, and he can't even touch the top of the fence. I got that picture. I put that out there, too.
Yes.
You remember that picture?
Yeah.
And I watched him grow, and I watched his concern for our community here in Indianapolis, Indiana, as he's grown into a young father. So let's jump into the Beaumont Beach project. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in this, and what is the Belmont Beach Project?
How did I get involved was just, some people say, just doing the work. So I started out the Lynn Park Project, which was a dead-end park in Hallville. It was some other community things going on, other community partners that was working and doing their piece to what we now have, Belmont Beach. And I kind of was like, I feel like I was one of the last pieces to come in to complete the super team that we got over at the Friends of Belmont Beach. And what that is was a segregated space in the 1930s where only black people can go. But obviously it wasn't the cleanest area.
Right.
Time went, you know, resources phased out, people phased out. And here all these years later, I just tell people we kind of just living off that legacy, bringing the park back to life, letting people know what the history about the space was, the joy that was down there. And like I said earlier, a lot of people didn't know that that place is now connected with Moselle Sanders Park. So all that joy going into the west side.
The location of Belmont Beach, right there off of White River Parkway.
Yeah.
And it's just east of Lafayette Road. Is there there's a street right in front of the school?
Belmont.
That's Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont. River and Belmont. Sorry, you had me thinking around it.
I'm coming around the corner. Yeah, right. I ain't got to the yard. Right there on the corner, Belmont. Yeah, literally, right, Belmont Beach.
Belmont
told you
Beach.
I was old.
Right there at Belmont and White River. Yeah. So it's the new signs up, new traffic lights, and everything out there right
now. You know, and like it's this, and some of the terminology is they call it a pop-up park.
Yes.
But it's packed with different activities. And I watched, if we had a time machine or put a time camera on that park as you guys added things to it, it would be very, very interesting.
Yes, that is what you call a real project. And it started making me understand what project meant. And for those that know, when you said the piece by piece, the places or the park is only really meant to be from March to October, just because it was a pop-up park in the project. So each year, you know, after the first year, it was not supposed to return again. So,
well, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was a one-year project. I mean, that we was hoping to keep moving forward.
Wow.
So, you know, the talks came in about 2018. Mm-hmm. 2019, we got serious with it.
Okay.
2020, COVID hit.
Right.
So when we finally got the things, everything went through, we got a little team together. We had a conversation about what this could look like and then possibly ideas for the community to start thinking ahead on what other parks can look like. Knowing that this was a space, knowing that this was an idea, knowing that this could happen in the next 30 years, but could it happen this fast? And then that's when I had originally reached out to Ebony Chappelle and Mike Chappelle.
Rest
in peace, Mike. But he was the vice president. Ebony is the executive director.
BD grad.
Yes. And with us having the
BD TV,
all of that. And with us having such a personal relationship, not only living there, but our family is still there. I think it just spread the message better. And then us showing how much we cared about the community. Also, we didn't really get to tell people much about the history, because we was talking more about why we're here and what's beautiful about the space and all that those first couple of years. So
it's like I say, it's more Belmont Beach is just not about the place. Like you just said, it's about the people, the stories, the history, the discoveries, the dreams. And a lot of young people, I mean, young people are smart, don't get me wrong. But as you get older, for some reason, dreams and start resonating a little bit stronger, maybe because you've seen some stuff, been through some stuff, lived through some stuff, and you start seeing some stuff. And I'm about to get bum rushed.
Good morning, folks. I just came in to say how proud I am as this young man. I remember when he didn't have a jump shot and he couldn't play defense. Yes. Tedrick, we appreciate you, man, what you're doing in the community, and more importantly, that you have enough sense to come back to Ben Davis to let us know all the great things that God is doing in your life. And you just keep sharing your love and your compassion for what you really, truly believe in. And we appreciate you, man.
Let's go. Purple Pride, man. Without Ben Davis, I don't know where I would be.
I told you. Push the magic button. I got bum rushed again. Folks in the audience, I have a thing on my show. It's called Bum Rush.
Hello.
Anytime someone wants to say something, when anybody guests, I'm doing something, bum rush the show.
Come on in. Come on
just,
in.
Don't ask. Just bum rush the in. Show. And Mr. Goins is good at that. Yeah. I wait for Dr. Bust to bum rush my show one Friday morning before I get out of here. He's a great dude, man. I don't care what nobody says. Dr. Bust is cool. Dreams and doing what you're doing as you got older. And now you're a young man. You're married. You got two beautiful daughters. Beautiful daughters, twins. That kind of run your family anyway. So
yeah, and her sisters, her oldest. Her twins. I be leaving that out sometimes. I forget about it after I walk out the room. Like, dang, it's all around. All around.
Oh man, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. You work with some movers and some shakers. You had the mayor.
Yes.
Out there at your location helping you pick up trash.
Yes.
Really in the early points, early moments of Belmont Beach Project.
That was a time, man, because at that time I didn't know politics or how important it was to make those connections with the mayor and city officials and things like that. And I was so caught in the work that picture didn't make sense until today's time.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I got more love off of it, but I didn't understand what was happening with those cleanups and being able to really get him out there picking up trash and people witnessing that, and especially in the area that he's not used to being he's used to being out there, but it's
not
a different
picking
cause.
Up trash.
Yeah, it's a different cause. You know, he's trying to pick something that's that or
with
you
his
know,
hands.
Different fields or so. Yeah. Using his hands, picking up trash, and everybody being able to see that was a different way for the community.
Yeah, I mean, because the community, that part of the community has grown. A part of the Harville community has grown with the school there, Sanders, Moses Sanders Park. Mm-hmm. You know, and we need those outdoor spaces. Young folks need spaces where they can go, and community spaces where they can go to do a lot of different things. So there's a lot of different plans. Or even right now with the fire, you got fire pits there. If I'm not mistaken. So explain
got
more.
Grills out there now too.
Who?
Like the park grills, if you go to Riverside or any other park, and they got the park grills out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so if you got family and friends and y'all just want to hang out outside or be around water, or be around the park, you can just pull up, put you some hot dogs, just bring some charcoal, you know.
Oh, man. That is peace. So there's a lot of good things going on with that, you know. You partner with next organization that came aboard that helped you out. Just maybe I'll give them a shout out.
I just give a couple. Lily with the first, you know, their first initial investment into us. Visit Indy Convergence, Roe, Hallville Strong, obviously, 16 Tech, the Indianapolis Foundation. So many. The list goes on. I don't want to leave nobody out.
Just go to your website.
Yeah, just go to BelmontBeachIndy.org, and you'll see a lot of our partners on there. I'm sure we're going to talk about some events, so I don't want to jump that far.
Yeah, right. But I want them to go to your website because I want them to be a part of it, because they can be a part of it because you are a nonprofit. So you can be a part of the movement and part of peace and a part of the future for our community.
And if you're not
people.
Ready to just jump ahead and be on board and come to meetings and do all that stuff, you can still utilize the park free of charge. I said, if you're just out with your family, utilize it as a regular park. If you're going to Riverside or Indy Parks, you can utilize that space in any type of way you would use any park.
Yeah. So Belmont Beach, y'all. Now this right before I'm gonna clean up my segment. I'm gonna come back to something else, but before I do that, let's coming up. What's happening in Belmont Park?
What's happening? Last week, April 6th was opening day of season 4. So, round of applause to that.
Which match button?
Four seasons here at Indy Park. Mm-hmm. This upcoming Saturday, we have meditation, yoga, and a nature hike.
Oh.
So we're gonna have from 10 or 11, you know, you come out there, enjoy your yoga, your stretching, your breathing. And then right after that, with Greg Harger, you're going to do a nature walk, explore what's happening out there outside of the events, like the nature, the plants, the animals, the fish, the birds. I seen a snake out there the other day, which I was amazed.
I'm running the other way. I'm a chicken.
You got all that. And then next week, next Saturday, it's our Belmont Beach Gardening Workshop.
Okay.
So we have the Matt Group come in and teach you from basic soil to planting to when to how to watering, when to put it in the sun and all that.
That'd be Saturday the
20th.
Yep, 20th.
Okay. And then Friday the 26th, we have our Belmont Beach West Side Makers Mart and movie night. So couple of years, we just went like straight into movie night. We played music, gave popcorn, and went into movie night. But this year, you know, vendors is growing, businesses is growing in the community. So we want to free up the space to let people, especially from the West Side, come out, set up a vendor booth, let everybody from around, from our community members to our partners to people just hearing about the park, see these businesses. And they also probably and hopefully make money. Mm-hmm. And then we will lead into the movie night. But the movies that we play out there always has something to connection with community,
right,
the river, or just bringing people together all in the whole. So it's going to be a good flow. And shout out to the Indiana Humane Society. They send us a video to play before we show any video, and it talks about the importance of the river, mm-hmm, how clean the river is, some river activity, and how to get involved. So we had a lot of important things coming up. And in between those dates, I'm going to put the emphasis on it, or I'm going to emphasize that you can book your own event out there. Mm-hmm. You can have your private events. You can have picnics, graduations, mm-hmm, birthdays,
dang,
any type of celebrations, candle release party, whatever y'all want.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
You can use the space. I know people always ask how and who and when and, you know, how to get involved or how can they do the park. So, like I said, I just want to keep emphasizing that it is available for
people. So, you can go to the website address and go on and check out the events. Same.
Yep. BelmontBeachIndy.org. You can click the event tab. And then you can also book your own event. So if you got more than 20 people and you want to just do a big extravagant event out there, you can also do that too.
Yeah. So I know I'm missing something because I said 30 minutes going so fast. So yeah. I'm going to switch gears real quick. And I'm looking at your hat.
Yes.
It says N-D-O. What does that mean?
No Days Off 317.
Where did that come from?
It's Ted Hardy in a disguise. It's myself. I knew that if I wanted to continue to grow and grow outside of Indy and outside of my map, I had to give something that people can recognize and know. And I already tell people, and when I wake up, they be like, man, you go hard. I'm like, no days off. So since it's something I say every day, I wanted to bring that to life. But also when I say no days off, it doesn't mean that I don't get sleep. It just means I'm taking no days off to get better every day.
Oof.
And so that's the message that I send to people. Like, at first, I want you to think I'm not getting no sleep and I'm tired and I'm not doing all this. And then when you finally hear me, it's like, now I'm getting all the rest I need to get. But if I didn't correct it yesterday, my goal is to go back and get a little better today,
wow,
a little better today, wow, a little better tomorrow, wow, a little better, you know. And so that's what the no days off represent. And this is going to be a 501(c). Mm-hmm. It's going to let me do everything that I do, don't do inside of Belmont, right, Beach. So Belmont Beach is our park piece. That's our community. That's our event planning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the no days off is going to be the resources,
right,
and the mental development and how, and being a young black man, how do you get in entrepreneurship, mm-hmm, and the hard faults of it and becoming a father, being married. So I have different pieces that I want to connect and show other people, like I said, outside of the being at the park and always, right, the fun thing. So.
You're grown up. You're an adult. You've seen a lot of things as a young person. You've seen our community. You've seen our young people in our community. What do you say to our young people that are growing up now? You've seen what's happened in some parts of the community. And I always say that the news media, and I'll just say it, they sometimes highlight the violence,
yes,
the bad part, not the positives that the young people are doing.
I would just say listen more, because sometimes we react too fast. Even when you listen to the violence, like, I ask myself why. So when it comes to Hallville, you'll never hear me speak about the violence or the crime or the tragedies that's going on. I'm just trying to find the solutions.
Yeah.
So when I tell the young guys, just listen. And most of the time, if we listen long enough, we figure out in our head a solution on how to help somebody. So sometimes just take a couple seconds before you react. I know social media is easy to comment or go live and things like that, but even to my young self, I would say just take the time, listen before, yeah, you react.
It's amazing listening.
Yeah, just listen.
But our young people, they have so much access to technology. And sometimes they can get the wrong information or by being accessed to too much information, mm-hmm, if you don't process the information properly. Dang, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a real good thing.
That was pretty good. But it's like, and I like hanging around Ben Davis because I like hanging around young people. I feed off of them. I learn from them. They give me energy. They keep me young. I'm 69 years old. I've been doing this show since 2003.
69 years young.
Yeah, I'll take it. And I was doing this show. I was doing the show when you was a student here at Ben Davis yes, High sir. School. And I watched our young people, and a lot of folks from this program and BDTV go off and do great things. So I know the power of positivity. I know the power when young people are around the right young people and around the right adults, you know, and getting the right advice from the adults. And so what do you see? What do you, in your crystal ball, what do you see in the future as far as your kids? You got two little girls.
I see my kids being too much in a good way.
Yeah.
Because I don't, my goal is to have them with me at every step of the way.
Yeah.
I always said once they get potty trained, so this is actually the first summer that they could be everywhere with me and what I do,
yeah.
You know, especially during these times. So just giving them, I want to overfill them with all the joy, all the knowledge and everything. So when they get old enough, they can make their own decision and not be stuck in a box, like only have to play basketball or only have to work this job or only have to do this. So yeah, just want to fill their head up with as much as I can at an early age.
Is it different when you were single and now that you're married and a father of two girls? Is it different?
It was faster. It was, you know, I didn't have to take as much time to think about my next steps or who get to eat or what we gonna eat or when we gonna eat. You know, that changes a lot, just yeah. that part. So just the life process is different. Now it's double clothes, yeah. double shoes, double juices, double grapes. So we didn't just get one. We came right into two,
man.
So we didn't get to slow our way. So slow walk it. So, but it's been amazing.
Yeah. Yes, and I brought it up because, you know, I've watched you go from the baby. Yeah,
I became president the year that I had my babies,
which was
a coincidence.
Yeah. Yes,
yes.
So I always want young people to understand that you're always going to be young in your heart. But when you're growing up, you want to grow up to do something, positive. Try to give back if you can to your community. And you have given back. Now, I take my hat off to you. And you understand something that some folks don't understand, that you're standing on the shoulders of others.
Mm-hmm.
You said something to me which kind of caught me off guard. You know, I always bring a camera to the parties or to the picnics. And you were a little kid. I didn't know you was watching me. I didn't know you were watching me, and you told me. That you watched me bring a camera and stuff, and then that got your interest into photography.
Mm.
That messed my brain cells up.
A lot of people was like, "Where you get that from?" I'm like, "I've been seeing it. It's just different when you actually put it to work."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, record your family. I think how many times we've been to a family get-together, you just pop the camera in or something,
yeah.
and we watching 10 years ago when we was kids, and everybody get to... So even for me, that's what I'm putting on my YouTube now. So my kids go back and look, even 5 years from now, when they like thinking they're grown, it's like, "You just a baby. Look at this. I remember you as Goo Goo Gaga." Like, all those memories count. And so I definitely,
yeah.
like I said, Unc, I remember all those times yeah. just seeing ourselves or seeing myself in some of the older videos.
Yeah, it kind of messed me up when you said that. And that goes back to what you said earlier about young people listening, and I'll add looking and watching and learning and taking the good stuff and running with it so you can be a good parent,
yep.
A good father, a good brother, uncle, niece. Because a lot of folks look up to you, not just young people. Old bodies like me watch you. And we learn from you. So I wish you nothing but the best. Keep on doing what you're doing. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Yes, sir.
Keep on going with it. NDO, no days off. Anything you want to leave, drop some nuggets.
I don't want to take too much more time, but once again, BelmontBeachIndy.org. You can follow us on all social medias at Belmont Beach Indy or Belmont Beach Project. Be looking for some major announcements, some things from Indy Parks, some things from ourselves. The vision plan will be coming out soon, like we said earlier, in partnership with Moses Sanders Park, the community, and other partners. I'm sure I'm probably missing something, but if you go to that website or follow us, you will stay updated on all things coming from Belmont Beach.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Tedrick Hardy, we appreciate, Mr. President, we appreciate you taking time out and sharing the airways on Giant 90.9. Like I said, I got a few more shows left, so if you're doing something in the next few weeks and you want to pop out that window, I'll let you bum rush the show.
Hey, no, I know where the spot is at now.
No problem whatsoever. Thank you for coming in and thank you for sharing. We're going to get the students back to class, and thank you very much.
Thank you all.
To the parents.
Thanks for listening,
like what he said. To the parents and to the teachers, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. Look at Tedrick Hardy. My clothes going to be a little bit different today. But he was little, y'all. I mean, how tall are you?
6'5", man.
Well, 6'5"? And you used to be about 2 feet, so, or maybe 1 feet, you know. And I watched you grow up into this awesome, awesome young man. And now he's giving back to the community through Belmont Beach Project and the Ted Hardy Project. Folks, you know, you're only as good as you want to be. Give back. Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat.
Correct.
You could copy Ted Hardy. He got some good stuff you could steal, because it's not copyrighted. You know, it's out there in the public. Go and take those good notes. You know, just don't hang with the wrong crowd. Don't get with those knuckleheads. Too many knuckleheads out there. You know, too many knuckleheads out there. You know, so don't do that. So we appreciate what you're doing. Next week on the show, we're going to have the new Area 31 director, Brittany Clore. She's going to be on The Big Shoe, talking about the good things that Area 31 does. And Ted, I always tell folks, when you come to Ben Nevis High School, or if you come to high school at Ben Nevis High School, which is the same thing, if you don't know what you want to do, go to Area 31. They got everything. Car repair, aircraft mechanic, aircraft pilot, barbershop, beauty shop, medication.
Radio,
BD TV. They got it all. If you don't know what you want to do, you'll see it all on Area 31. Oh, man. Well, I tell you, if they had Area 31 back in my high school, back in 1972 in Terrell, Indiana, I would have been a knucklehead, and I would have finished high school, Ted.
Yes,
I mean, I would have been on radio or on TV if they had this stuff when I was in high school. They had this stuff when I was in high school. I was a knucklehead. Man.
Now you're here to share your story? And we all grow up.
Man, heck yeah. Let's do it. Keep on doing it, young people. Next week, we'll see you back on School Talk. So I'm out of here. See you next week on School Talk. Woo! Turn it up. Hey, Rod. You gonna cut my grass?
No.
I had to ask. Hey, Rod, put your glasses on.
Okay.
I'm going to get pictures in my glasses. I know I ain't closed out yet. I'm buying trouble. Mr. East, I'll probably get in trouble for going over.
I always do. You got to do your disclaimer, too, though.
You want to? I'll do it. You want to do it? No, I'll do it. You
want to do it?
I'll do it. The Views Express on School Talk. Not necessarily The Views of MSU and Wayne Township. Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The Views of me and my guests on Giant 90.9. But I know one thing, Roger. Glasses are bad. Big Rod.
Yeah.
They're bad. Mm-hmm. So, like I said a minute ago, see you next week on School Talk.